First Lady Jill Biden was in Wisconsin again yesterday. She told seniors in Green Bay that former President Donald Trump is a threat to programs like Social Security. It's Friday, June 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Universities of Wisconsin is losing another two-year branch campus. We'll find out where it is. And Milwaukee County is purchasing its first facility to provide emergency housing for people experiencing homelessness. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
First Lady Jill Biden told seniors in Green Bay yesterday that Donald Trump would cut Social Security and Medicare if he wins in November. Joe Schultz has more on the visit.
The stop was part of an outreach program by the Biden campaign to connect with elderly residents in swing states. The First Lady spoke to a group at the Brown County Library. She said President Joe Biden wants to preserve Social Security, Medicare, and the Affordable Care Act.
For the first time in history, he made sure Medicare can negotiate drug prices directly, something that presidents have been trying to do for decades. He strengthened the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid.
Biden also said the financial outlook for Medicare has improved under her husband's leadership. In a statement, the Republican Party of Wisconsin criticized the visit. They said the Biden administration's policies have led to higher prices for groceries and health care. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Officials confirmed yesterday that UW Oshkosh's Fox Cities campus in Menasha will be closing in spring of 2025. Enrollment at the state's two-year campuses has declined over the last decade. The Fox Cities campus specifically has lost 70% of its students since 2010. Menasha resident Bethany Gengler finished her associate's degree at the Fox Cities campus in 2018. She says the cost and location drew her to the school.
It was a really good starting point because it gave me the opportunity to get my feet wet at a university without having to jump into one as big as UW Oshkosh.
UW System President Jay Rothman says closing the campus ensures that UW Oshkosh will have a bright future. This is the second UW Oshkosh campus that's being closed. The branch campus in Fond du Lac ended in-person classes last month. A new project in Milwaukee will provide emergency housing and shelter for people experiencing homelessness. It's part of an effort to find permanent housing for more people. Milwaukee County is using a $3 million grant from the state to renovate a space on Milwaukee's south side to provide 27 rooms for people looking for permanent housing. It's the first time the county has purchased a property to provide housing for people without shelter. Michael Basford is the director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. He toured the property yesterday.
Projects like this are going to go a very long way toward stabilizing communities, stabilizing lives of the most vulnerable.
The project is expected to be done by early 2025. It comes as homelessness has been on the rise across the country. Coming up, we'll hear from our friends at Wisconsin Life about the International Wood Sculpture Festival in Monona, named after Ho-Chunk artist Harry Whitehorse. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with the story about an art festival kicking off today in Monona and the artist who inspired it.
When you walk into the sun-drenched studio of Harry Whitehorse, it's immediately apparent how prolific he was as an artist. On the left is a wall covered in his paintings, natural landscapes featuring bears or his fellow Ho-Chunk members, and on the right is a piece that takes your breath away.
All right, this is Ghost Warrior. The front half of the horse is metal, and he began that part in the early 60s.
That's Deb Whitehorse, Harry's wife, standing next to the 9-foot horse sculpture. The back half of the horse is styrofoam painted white and brown like a pinto.
Sometime in the 80s, he had, I don't know what you'd call it, a vision that the horse needed more.
So Harry added the Ghost Warrior, an invisible rider.
His thought was it's going in and out of the spirit world.
The sculpture was once on display across Wisconsin. Now it lives in this studio, in the Monona home of Harry Whitehorse, who passed away in 2017 at age 90. Deb still lives here. Harry's family acquired the property in the early 1930s.
When they first lived here, they lived in the traditional, you know, chepudiques of the Ho-Chunk, and eventually built a house. And the marsh back there on the other side of 12 and 18, Harry would go out there with his uncle George Seymour and his other uncles, and they would trap back there.
Uncle George taught Harry about a lot more than trapping. He showed his nephew how to carve wood. When Harry got older, he served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. While on leave, many of his fellow sailors would head to the European bars for a good time. Not Harry.
Instead, he would go into the museums and look at the sculpture. And at that point, he said, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be an artist.
Harry returned to Wisconsin to pursue this dream. He went to the Arthur Colt School of Fine Arts in Madison, while also getting his degree in welding at Madison College to become an auto mechanic. He found ways to meld those worlds together.
And Harry seemed like he was working all the time. He had art going all the time.
Gene Delcourt is an artist and educator in Madison. Harry mentored Gene when he was pursuing his master's at UW-Madison in the 1990s. Around that time, Harry had returned to carving wood sculptures, an art form Gene wanted to pursue. So when Gene showed up at Harry's house for the first time...
The day I arrived, he just said, come on in, let's get started. And we started carving little birds. And I'd spent the whole winter doing that with him.
They eventually began working on large wood sculptures. Harry was commissioned to do works that are still seen throughout the Madison area. He carved pieces like an eagle made from basswood that's now in his studio.
It's a life-size eagle catching a fish.
And the feathers are so, so thin and intricate. It just looks real.
Around the time Harry's wood sculptures got larger, he encouraged Gene to attend wood carving symposiums around the world. This international experience, paired with Harry's passing, gave Gene an idea. Why not start a wood sculpture festival in Monona?
When my wife and I finally said that we must do this, it was a no-brainer for me. It has to be named after Harry because he was so instrumental in me getting into this wood sculpture thing.
The Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival will feature a dozen sculptors from around the world. Gene and his fellow artists will spend the week carving sculptures along Lake Monona.
I hope that this will become part of his legacy. If it's as successful as we hope it is, it'll happen again.
He died about 6 years ago, and it's always been on my mind. I hope everybody remembers him. You know, he has quite a bit of public sculpture here, but not only was an artist, he was a Ho-Chunk person, and you know, he's a Navy veteran. You know, just an amazing individual. Yeah, this just is a prayer, answer to prayer, that we're doing something so people remember him and ask about him and know about him, and hopefully inspire other artists and young people just to create every day.
Deb Whitehorse and Gene Delcourt spoke with me about Harry Whitehorse and the International Wood Sculpture Festival named in his honor. It takes place in Monona. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
The Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival begins today in Monona and lasts through next weekend. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and the people putting the show together behind the scenes today were Mallory Chang and Kyla Calvert-Mason. We'll be back in your podcast feed on Monday morning, so until then, have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.